Welcome to the Encore Entertainment Podcast Network, your daily soundbite of inspiring and candid conversations from the popular digital magazine. This is your daily soundbite with artist interviews and more.
Now we're kind of getting into, you know, kind of getting out of like the COVID into like kind of the new normal, but so we kind of passed that. But is there, as we was going through that, was there something that maybe happened through that time, or, you know, people's kind of going through different ways of how to get their music out, or maybe their business was affected a little bit. So is there something that maybe happened at that time that really opened your eyes to something new, or that affected maybe your ministry in a certain way?
So for me, during that process, I was so used to traveling like every single week, you know, moving and going and all of that, and then having to go from that to being in my house, having, you know, being in my house by force and not by choice. It was kind of different for me, and so we had to kind of go to the drawing board. I released the album during the pandemic, actually. Changing Your Story is the album with Jehovah Jireh and all of that. And we just had to trust God, because at the end of the day, you know, we knew that God knew that day before us. And so we had to seek God's face to see what is it that he wanted us to do, how is it he wanted us to move. And we did that, you know, and even social media and just things like that came into play. And so, yeah, we didn't let it stress us out, because the thing about it is when God is pulling for something, he's going to find a way to get it done and to get it to his people.
As you was coming up in your career, is there like maybe whether it was another artist or someone in your circle who some profound advice that they may have shared with you that has still impacted you to this day?
I will probably, every time I'm around, you know, the legends, they're always pouring into me. For example, one of the things that Pastor Shirley told me when I was a teenager, in this, and just telling me, encouraging me to stay true to who I am. It doesn't matter, because you're going to see a whole lot of talent, and it doesn't matter whether it's accepted in the moment or not. You know, you just have to know, be confident in who God has created you to be, you know, and embrace your difference and your uniqueness, and God is going to take you further.
Thank you for listening to the Encore Entertainment Magazine podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with a friend.